Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Barbara Lewis, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, stranger.
That's a classic from the Wayback Machine. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. That's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and don't forget to take our poll question, which has something to do with my topic today. The poll question this week is on whether you think people over $250,000, if their taxes should be raised, and also whether you think that makes somebody rich. If you think $250,000 a year in income makes somebody rich, and if you think that those people should be taxed or not, we give you that option too. And so that's what's going on. As you may know, the big debate in Washington these days is whether what to do with taxes. Now they keep saying what to do with the Bush era tax cuts. You know what, folks? That just irritates me when I hear people say that. Here's why. We're not talking about the tax cuts. We're talking about the tax law. When taxes have been on the books for 10 years, when the tax rate has been on the books for 10 years, those aren't tax cuts. That's the government making it sound like, the politicians making it sound like that they've given us something, that we've had this birthday present year after year for the last 10 years. That's not the case, folks. This has been the law of the land for 10 years. It's only because our politicians have no shame, or at least they had no shame in those days, that they put a sunset on the tax cuts that were made in 01 and 03. Okay, those were tax cuts. No question about that. But after 10 years, you can't still call them tax cuts. Then it's the law of the land. And so, but in those days, when they reduced the taxes, they put a sunset on it. And this year is the end of that. Is next year is when that sunsets, or I should say this year is when those tax cuts sunset. And so, you know, I've never heard of a politician sunsetting a new law that raised taxes. They've never sunset raising taxes. They've never sunset a regulation or anything like that. They should do that, but they don't. Only tax cuts do they do that. So when politicians say that we're going to extend the tax cuts and we're going to give you a tax cut next year, you're not doing that. They're not lowering the taxes, folks. They're just keeping them like they are. And that's where the debate is right now. What it looks like is going to happen is that the tax rates are going to stay basically the same on income tax. The rich are not going to get a tax increase. The poor are not going to get a tax increase. And the people in the middle are not going to get a tax increase. They're going to leave them just like they are for 2 years. That's the understanding I've got. Why do we have to negotiate so hard? Why is there so much weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth over leaving tax rates where they are when everybody knows to raise taxes right now, which is the alternative? To raise taxes right now would be a death knell to the economy. Why have we had to wait till the end of December to come to this conclusion? Why can't politicians put politics aside and do the right thing? They could have done this 6 months ago, folks. They could have done this a year ago. And most of the uncertainty that businesses, large or small, have about what their bill's going to be, what their profit's going to be, what their profitability is going to be in 2011, most of that could have gone away. And we could have had more hiring. We would have had more spending. We would have had more investment in 2010. But because politicians couldn't get out of the way, couldn't put leadership above politics, because they couldn't do that, here we are at the last minute, literally days before a new tax increase would have kicked in. They still haven't gotten it done. It's not completely done yet. This is where they are. Now, folks, when you've heard me say that we have a dearth of leadership in our nation, political leadership in our nation, this is what I'm talking about. It's all about the party. It's all about the political position. It's all about power, political power. And it's less and less about leadership. It's less and less about being a patriot. It's less and less about being a statesman. Why can't we? This is the kind of thinking, folks, that we have to try to minimize in Washington. We need to maximize leadership. We need to maximize statesmanship. We need to maximize people who have some shame, quite frankly, who are capable of feeling shame. So here's what's happening. The income tax is not going to go up on anybody. The estate tax is going to recover, whereas there is no estate tax right now. This year it went away completely, 100%. Next year it is going to go to, I think, 15% on everything above $5 million, something like that. So the estate tax will be reinstated, but at a higher level, $5 million. They are dropping the payroll tax. Apparently for 1 year, they're going to drop payroll tax 2%. That will help a little bit. That is a true tax cut. And that's the only cut out of all of this. And they're also, part of the deal is they're going to extend unemployment benefits for several more weeks. So that's the essence, that I, as I understand it, of where the tax negotiation is right now. And I don't have a problem with any of this, except that it's a full year too late. Actually, it's 10 years too late. You know why? Because our tax rates should not, if you give us a tax cut, you shouldn't be sunsetting that anytime in the future. You should either give it to us or don't give it to us. Have some shame, Washington. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back. Streets are running and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.